bad advice, and bad advice, and unbelievable amount of bad advice out there. People who are taking trainings, I mean, most of the prolific names that you get to hear about, and people paying tens of thousands. I'm going to share a few stories with you on how they really got some really, really bad advice, and how you can actually make sure that you don't make that mistake learning curve in your life. Now, people are taught to go into rent-to-rent, saturated market. Why the hell would you go into a saturated, really a market that's getting regulated? Why would you go into that? Sourcing. Why would you go into sourcing when you have no database, not a lot of sales or persuasion training at the back of that? Why would you even go ahead into that? You're really, really going to fail. There's absolutely no way you're going to build a sourcing business unless you really have a substantial database of investors and or have worked in sales environment for 5, 10 plus years. Bad advice. Let me tell you a story. I had a woman approach me and she said to me, I've paid £60,000 in trainings and have done zero deals. I had another woman approach me, said I've paid £20,000 and have done zero deals. And I'll tell you the reason why. Reason for that is because these guys learn strategies, let's say flips and or rent to rent or sourcing. Mainly these are the ones that are getting sold. And what they don't learn is, which is what the most important thing is, which is persuasion skills, sales skills. Unless you don't know how to get a yes from a landlord, unless you don't know how to get it from an investor, unless you don't know how to get a yes from an agent, irrespective of how much training you're going to get, technical training, it's just not going to help, because there's no way you're going to do a deal unless you learn to get a yes. So it's just bad advice. Like I said, going into rent-to-rent, search a saturated market, why the hell would you waste your time? Why would you waste your time into sourcing when you don't have a large database already in place and or have had substantial sales persuasion trainings and or leadership trainings at the back of that? It just doesn't make sense. You might ask me, so what is good advice? Or what is it that we are supposed to focus on? Now, there are layers of strategic ways to look at any situation. If you don't have lots of money around you, have very little money to play with, you focus on rent to HMOs, you need very little money, you can start from as little as 10 grand. You don't need lots of training for that. You just need to sit down, learn, like literally Google how you can find landlords. You can download these lists from local councils, landlord HMO, HMO landlords. You can go into local networking events. You can also use LinkedIn Premium. You can knock on doors. There's loads of things that you can do to find these landlords. But rent to HMO is more sustainable and a growing market. And it creates a sustainable income at the back of that as well. Because remember, people, you know, obviously book a room for 6 months and or longer. And you don't have to worry about, you know, changing people every day like you do in rent to rent. At the same time, you can do flips. If you have a little bit more money, let's say 100 or grand or whatever, or maybe you have a family member who's sitting on cash, you can do a flip, which is going to make you anywhere between sort of 30 grand all the way up to 100 grand. If you are investing sort of 100 grand or so, you can double your money if you know what you're looking for. Remember, you make money when you buy and not when you sell. So make sure you find below market value deals. 20, 30, 40% is not very difficult to find, especially when it is a buyer's market in recession. I mean, you can use Zoopla and Rightmove and all the features that are available. You can easily find these below market value deals. Why would someone sell below market value, you might ask me? Someone could be going through a divorce, could be going through medical problems, could be going through a retirement, wanting to move to a different country. There can be a bunch of reasons for people to sell below market value. Maybe they just don't want the hassle. Maybe they just want straight cash. There could be, like I said, 500,000 reasons for anyone to give you their property below market value. Especially, I must say, divorces and medical issues lead to people selling their properties below market value. And that leads to, like I said, you can extend at the back, you can refurb the property, extend at the back, front, top, da-da-da, so on and so forth, adding value, and then eventually holding on to that asset for a longer period of time to be able to gain capital appreciation and or refurbing the property, sorry, remortgaging the property to pull out equity and then keep rinse and repeat. If you have a bit more money, you can focus on developments. At the same time, the caveat is you can work on planning uplifts, but for that, you don't necessarily need lots of money, but you do need lots of experience. Make sure you go and shadow a developer and or people who are actually working on deals of this caliber to be able to grow your portfolio. But like I said, bad advice. I've had literally hundreds of people through our PN network approach us and said, we paid X amount of money, normally in tens of thousands in trainings, and they've had zero luck in terms of, and I'm using the word luck, you do need a little bit of luck, but at the same time, skills play a major part. They pay tens of thousands and they've done absolutely zero deals. I mean, if you join, if you're watching this and you join PEN, or if you haven't joined PEN, make sure you join PEN WhatsApp community, and you can actually learn this from literally as little as £1 a day on how you can grow your portfolio. Like I said, bad advice, so much out there, it blows my mind. I had someone approach me the other day and said, you know, I was given the advice of hiring people right at the start of my business. Who the hell told you to go and hire people right at the start of your business? You start hiring people when you have enough business covering all of your time, and that's when you don't have any more time to invest into your business and you still want to grow. That's when you go and hire more people to help you out. You don't start hiring people right from day one. All you're doing is you're going to burn your business down, literally burn it down into the ground, okay? You really need to scale past the 10 grand mark a month to be able to get to a point where you can actually start to hire more people. So yeah, like I said, there's loads of bad advice. Rent to rent is just bizarrely bad advice. You know, sourcing, if you're starting out, is really bad advice. Unless, like I said, you've gone through loads of persuasion trainings in your life. Just literally at the core, so much bad advice in terms of even flips and developments. You know, there's loads of regulations that are coming and changing. People are not being kept up to date when they take trainings. And that also affects how you, you know, invest your time and money into development deals as well. So make sure you keep yourself up to date. Like I said, it's a lot more up to you, okay? To choose between good and bad advice. Like I said, it just blows my mind how much bad advice out there is. And when I come across people who have paid 10,000, 20, 30, 40, 50,000, I come across all the time, you would pay pennies if you were to join PEN and take trainings from us. And literally, you can challenge us at every step of the way to if this is good advice or bad advice. Because if I was to just share my experience, and you know, I'm a finance broker, and there's loads of things that we've done behind the scene, that gives us a not just the depth of experience into any strategy, but it also gives us a wider sort of a peripheral vision into the strategic landscape of property. So yeah, have an absolutely amazing day. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe, because the more you do, the more it allows us to keep the premium content for absolutely free and help us share the deeper and amazing experiences of our business and life share with you. Make sure you click on the bell button so you get notifications as well. And like I said, this will all help you create a phenomenal business and an amazing life at the back of that.